You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, August 8th, 2018, week 255. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Max Tesco.
And it is Destiny Pizza. Since it's Wednesday, it is time for some We Viewed Reviewed. Break it down, Mike.
All right. I saw a movie. The movie called Eighth Grade, directed by Bo Burnham.
He's Bo, yo.
He's Bo, yo. So, it's a story about, like, the last week of eighth grade for this girl, set in modern times. And it's just basically what kids that age are going through in the world, like the world of social media pretty much existing and how that affects their life in this time. Because it's very different from how everyone else probably had eighth grade, and yet still the same. It's like different and the same. You're like, oh, like, it'd be really weird to have this at that age. But yeah. Still the same. It's the same types of stuff, but it's also... Yeah, this is just like a microcosm of the whole world, really. Of just like living on social media and the phones and everything. But it was a really well-made movie. Very shocking that Bo Burnham made this movie.
Yeah, people were saying like, I don't know who was interviewing him.
Yeah.
It's like, were you worried about writing a movie about like a teenage girl?
Yeah.
It's like, I think anyone who sees it knows that it's like a... That's pretty honest. It wasn't like I was like exploiting it at all.
Yeah. It's kind of like just being, it's just a movie about being that age. Kinda. Yeah. It's like we've all been that age in school. So it's like that, just applying it to the times now. And I think they're all like real kids in a school or something.
Oh, so like they're all classmates?
I think they all picked them from the same school or something. So it's a pretty interesting movie.
What do you give it?
I give it 8 out of 8. I think it's worth checking out.
Better than our 8th grade or worse than our 8th grade? If you had a chance, Fantasy Island.
Well, am I a guy or a girl? Cause
you're you.
Like, if I'm me?
Would you
live
want,
in the social media age?
If you had the chance, would you do 8th grade now?
Oh.
Or would you keep 8th grade when we did it?
I keep it when we did it.
It seemed like a better time?
I think just... I don't know.
I think now would be a horrible time.
I think the social media aspect of the
Trump
world.
Trump as a
like,
president.
That's like.
Kobe Bryant not
I can't
on the
keep,
Lakers.
I can't do social media now, so I, back oh, then God. I wouldn't be able to do it either.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh no, I'm even more lost now.
That I'd probably
than I was.
Be dead.
With yeah.
like fentanyl and jewels. I'd probably be jeweling all the time.
Yeah. That's just like a different.
Be doing
age.
Heroin.
Yeah, I don't know how the long term effects of everything's going to. They like, probably said that about everything, every technology.
Yeah, but I'd probably have like 3 kids by now.
Yeah, it's kind
if
of...
If I was 8 in 8th grade right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a different world.
Like, the worst thing I was doing was like downloading music.
Yeah.
Cussing.
Yeah. And like kids now, they have like access to everything.
Yeah.
So it's like... And like...
Texting. Bullying.
Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't... When did I get a cell phone, even?
High school. Or no, you got one before me. You got one in middle school,
eighth,
I think.
8th grade, I think I got a... cell phone, but like those are already part of kids' lives, like yeah. iPads and everything.
My niece
so
texts me from yeah, her iPad
exactly,
and I wouldn't say it's the worst thing, but
no,
but she like texted me at like 1 a.m. and yeah. I was like, what are you doing up?
Yeah,
at it's 1 a.m.
like,
morning.
I can't even imagine life like that, like because we're yeah, we're like years removed from because we're like the up and comers of computer. It was probably crazy,
yeah,
it's crazy for us compared to like. 5 years ago before us,
well,
those
yeah,
people
because
are like, they
like,
didn't have.
And then also, internet. Like, when I was any computer class they told me I had to take, I was like, no, I know more.
Yeah, exactly. You learn ahead of what they're trying to teach at the
yeah.
time. Because it's like, yeah, we were like the first generation of that. Like,
I was like, it's super intuitive.
Yeah.
When like something wasn't intuitive at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's so intuitive.
It's
you
like,
just
how
have
do
to-
you not get this? And then, like,
yeah.
they can't teach to what. You already know.
And like, you have to do it. And I'm like, no, but you don't have to do it that way.
Yeah.
And that's what drives me crazy at work because the program we use has like hotkeys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, only like a handful of us use the hotkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And like other people are like dragging the mouse like back down to the bar, and I'm like, you can just press, instead of global, you can just press G.
Yeah.
So like, you just have like these string of keys memorized where it's like GSP and it prints, or GPP, and it prints a pick ticket, or GPS, like stuff like that. And I'm like, why don't people, and like they go global? Yeah, I'm like, you just press G.
It. Yeah.
Is that when I, oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, yeah, it'd be like me doing on something on a computer compared to my dad. It's like, I can just do it.
That's the crazy, like, the crazy thing for me is like, my dad is the reason I'm into technology.
Yeah.
And I get so frustrated when I see my dad type, because he's the type of person to type at like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did you not learn how to type?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude. And I'm typing, I'm just like, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's just growing up with it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but like typewriters existed.
Yeah, you would think you just know how to type. That wouldn't be, that'd be transferable.
Yeah.
But did, but they, yeah, they were common. People used to use them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay, I watched a lot of TV this week.
All right.
Well, Mike was watching one movie. I watched.
Well, I watched Avengers many times. Yeah, if that counts.
I know. I was like thinking about putting Avengers back on there. I was like, I watched Infinity War.
I did watch Infinity War. Still holds up.
Yeah.
Didn't change. Still really good.
I'm waiting for Solo to come out. I want to rewatch Solo. Oh yeah,
Solo. I need to see Solo again.
Born Solo. Yeah. So I watched Comedy Lineup. I finally got around to watching this thing on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like 15-minute things. It's like eight comedians doing these little things.
Yeah.
And the reason I watched it is because two of the comedians I saw in LA last weekend had their special, had things on there.
Yeah.
Which apparently now everyone gets those. It's like not hard to get like a comedy special on Netflix.
Yeah, they have one every week at least.
Cough, cough, so. Netflix.
They're going to give it to guys never done stand-up.
No, I'm saying like give our podcast.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about you individually.
No. Well, I mean, like, if they want to.
Yeah, but we're...
I wouldn't say no.
I mean, but like a comedy special, that's different than like a podcast.
Yeah, but like...
Comedic.
How different is it? They got Jerry Seinfeld doing those comedians and cars getting coffee. True,
but I wouldn't consider that like comedy special.
It's like a podcast. I guess
comedy show, yeah.
It's closer to a podcast.
It's closer to a podcast, yeah.
So like,
podcast with a car. Getting coffee.
We'll eat pizza while we do it. It'll be super disgusting.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. Go get a pizza.
Go get a pizza thing. Yeah,
we should do that for Netflix.
Yeah, it's exactly like comedian and cars getting coffee, except we don't change the car.
Yeah,
ever.
And we're getting pizza.
And we're getting pizza.
Pretty different show. And we're not rich like Jerry Seinfeld, so.
So you guys are paying for the pizza.
Yeah.
So. He's not paying for the coffee though, right?
No, he's not paying for anything. Oh. He's expensing everything on that show.
I forgot what I was watching. I was watching something where they were like, no, I'm expensing everything.
Yeah.
It was something about groceries or something. I don't remember. Anyways, Comedy Lineup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ian Carmel, really funny. So go watch him.
Okay.
And then they're doing another one with a bunch of British comedians in like the end of the month or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite comedians is doing one in that. So, and then, like, apparently on one day, they're going to do, like, 40 new specials.
Jeez.
So.
Yeah, they really become the hub.
For comedy.
Yeah. Like, it was Comedy Central for a long time.
And yeah.
Then HBO was doing a little bit. Then it was, like, do your own, like, make your own, which I guess wasn't that many
people. It was, like, Louis and Aziz. It was kind of Louis
and Aziz, and then you're like, whoa, they got caught up and stuff. Maybe that's not the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's totally unrelated, but.
It is totally unrelated, but.
Very coincidental.
Yeah.
It's like, I got this idea from Louis. It's like, don't take ideas from Louis. Bad idea.
But then they both ended up going to Netflix.
Netflix. They went back to, yeah. So I think Netflix just like, probably can get you more money too. It's like, just give us, we'll give you a little bit more. How much money did you make? We'll give you a little bit more than that.
Yeah. That's the weird thing.
And they probably
though,
lied. Like, I got this much. And
yeah.
Like, oh, Netflix is willing to give me this much? All right. I mean, when they're paying Dave Chappelle like that much money, it's like, oh, all right. They got some money.
So there's like a few good ones. It was overall very enjoyable, so I recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Is it like one? Is it called Comedy Lineup? And
it's like seven episodes, quote unquote. Each each comedian is a separate episode, and they're like 15 minutes each.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Eastbound and Down.
Finished it.
Finished that. Finally. I have to say, I did not enjoy it as much as Vice Principals.
Oh, really?
It was
Vice
funny.
Vice Principals was really good.
Vice Principals was really good.
It was two seasons. It was
perfect length. That's the thing. That's my gripe with Eastbound and Down.
It's the length,
yeah. It's good. Each season's like a separate story, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
That last season, you guys, you gotta work through it, though.
Yeah. I feel like comedy, I'm trying to think, like, what's a long-running...
The Office.
...comedy show. That's why I'm saying it lost it. It lost itself along the way. So it's like, it seems to be hard. I mean, they...
But, like, it's Always Sunny.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're
pretty consistent, though.
10 episodes a season.
Yeah, but this is 8.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still, that's still rare. More, like, there's more... I guess The Simpsons, but that's been going on forever.
If you want to say that they're consistent.
I don't know. That's the thing. It's a mystery. I'm just saying they exist for 30 years.
Yeah.
Which is hard to believe.
So it is worth the watch, though. If you watched Vice Principals and you're waiting for the new show, like the new Gladstones or whatever it's called, go watch Eastbound and Down.
Trip in the Pass.
Yeah, it's fun. I watched 2 episodes of Terrace House Opening New Doors.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, so season 3 just came out for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching season 4.
Yeah. Man, so they're already a season ahead.
Yeah. Oh. I watched episode 2 and 3 of season 4 this week. And, whew. This is drama. So good. Such a good show. Girl, I call her Booby Girl because she was a model with very big breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And like they talk about it constantly in the show.
Yeah.
All the guys are like, oh, her boobs are huge.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Lady Gaga like nose, though. So I might call her Gaga face. All
right.
She was attracted to this aviation guy. This innocent girl. She was attracted. I don't know if you remember this from last time, Mike.
She
was very attracted to.
Yes. And the hike
and they're
thing?
Kind of competing. Yeah, so the they go on this hike.
Okay.
So I saw them go on this hike, and the girl's like, I'm going to ask you now, do you like me, or do you see me as a friend? If you see me as a friend, I will treat you like a friend from now on. And he's like, I only see you as a friend.
Mm-hmm. What, he said that?
Yeah.
Why did he say that? Wait, what? Well, he said that to the other girl.
He said it to the booby girl.
Okay.
Who's like, he was model. Always uncomfortable with. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was always uncomfortable around her.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the other girl you went
on. No.
Wait, she actually did go on the hike with that girl, too? Both of
them? No, not yet. They haven't yet.
Okay, there's no hike yet.
No, well, he went on the hike with the model girl.
But I thought he was going on the hike with the other girl.
Like, they said they would.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been planned yet.
But they went on the hike with the other girl.
Yeah.
He said, I got plans.
He's, like, trying to avoid it. And then she said it in front of everyone. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we're going on a hike tomorrow, right?
Like,
yeah, if weather permits.
Okay. Yeah. Weird. All right.
So then she's like, I came to the house looking for romance, and I was so caught up with my ex-boyfriend that the fact that I was so, like, so attracted to someone else means I grew, so my time at the house is done.
Oh, that guy?
No, the girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So then the innocent girl.
Because of that guy.
You like see this innocent girl, and she is, like, transforming into, like, a monster. It's like,
what?
She's just, like, super... The way she... So when this... As this girl's leaving, before she leaves, she tells the girl, like, oh, I went on a hike, and he said he's only friends, and she's like, oh, are you gonna cry? And she's like, no. And then... She's like, oh, remember the other night you asked me what I talked to this other guy about? I lied to you. We actually were talking about, like, Noah, the aviation guy. And, yeah, I think I like him. And it's, like, the worst timing.
Yeah.
And then, so...
That seems very rude.
Like, later, she announces to the whole house, like, oh, I'm leaving. And they're like, oh, like, innocent girl, why don't you say something? And she's like, nah. And they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, nothing comes to mind. And they're like... And so, like, model girl's like, oh, it's okay, we've talked a lot, so it's okay that she doesn't have to say anything. And, like, so the weird thing is, like, you see this, and you're like, this is strange. And then, like, every...
Are you still getting the interviews from the other...
So then you get, like, the commentators, like, comedians and all the people who are, like, not in the show. Their whole job is to just comment on the show.
Yeah.
They're like, man, like, that girl's so weird. And you're like, okay, good. This isn't just, like, me interpreting Japanese culture wrong.
That's the good thing about those guests. You're like, oh, I understand. Like, you're like, it's not the culture thing. It's
They are just weirdos.
Yeah.
So... they comment and they're like, man, we were fooled. Like, we always get fooled, but we think the good people are bad and bad people are good. And it was hilarious. And then a new girl comes and she's attracted to older men. And, like, there's this guy who's 32 in the house and no one's been attracted to him so far. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, attracted to older men. Check for him. Attracted to tan people. He's tan because his family owns a farm and he works on the farm sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Check. Attracted to muscular guys. He's also a professional snowboarder and he works out a lot. Check. Attracted to facial hair. He has a mustache. Check. People are like, whoa. She's only 20 though. He's 32.
Yeah. But is that why they brought her into the show? It seems like it.
It seems like it because the episode before, they set it up by him going to work on the family farm. You meet his father. And he's like, I think it's time for you to, like, settle down and find someone. And you're like, oh, shit. But, man, what a great narrative.
Yeah.
But then she said that she was kind of more attracted to this other guy. I don't know. It's crazy. Such a good show. If anyone's not watching the show, you're like, what should I watch? Give it a shot. You get 3 seasons of this new one. And this isn't even the best one. If you watch Terrace House Boys and Girls in the City, it's like 90 episodes of pure joy. Not 90, it's like 40 episodes. Don't watch Aloha State though, that was trash. Not worth it.
Not even the same thing.
No, because they're all Americans and some of them were Japanese, but if they were Japanese they didn't have work permits, so I guess it really like screwed up production.
Yeah,
so they're like, we're not doing this again, we're going back to Japan. Yeah,
it's like, this is a mistake.
Yeah. And, like, one girl on Aloha State, like, her Japanese wasn't that good. Because that's the weird thing, is, like, it's in Hawaii, but they still only speak Japanese in the house.
Yeah.
And her Japanese wasn't that good because she was from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she would speak English, and you're like, this is really taking me out of the show.
Yeah.
And then I started watching Dark Tourist. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's like a Netflix documentary series about this guy who goes on these dark tourist things, like trips. And like, so one's in Japan. Like, and he goes to like a
place?
No, one, it's like they go to Fukushima.
Oh.
An abandoned island. And they go to the suicide forest.
Yeah.
And they did like one in the United States and it was Jeffrey Dahmer tour, something else, and like a vampire thing in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not recommend watching that with your parents like I did, because it gets so strange and then I'm trying to make jokes about it and that falls flat. Because, like, it's like this guy, they had like this couple who, like, they pretty much have threesomes with this girl and suck her blood.
Yeah.
While they're, like, having sex. Yeah. And the host, he's like this British guy or something. He's like, oh, like, can I watch some of your activities? And he's like, yeah. So he pulls out, like, the vampire dude pulls out this, like, you know, those pens that the diabetic people use to prick their finger?
Yeah.
And he makes 2 pricks on her finger. And he's like, yeah. And then I watched it run a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts sucking on her finger. And then I'm like, okay, that's enough. I turn it off. And I turn to my dad and I'm like, do you think they ever, like, grow out of this? Because they had a full-on, like, vampire wedding. Vampire-themed wedding.
I feel if you're doing that, you're in that for life. Kind of like...
I think if you're 50 years old and you're doing that, like, you need to reevaluate your life.
I think that's what people are doing.
Like, if you're in your 20s and you're kind of weird... Oh, they go to JFK assassination. That was the other spot. It was a JFK assassination tours.
Yeah.
And that was really strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really weird show, but like kind of interesting.
Yeah. Huh.
Because I'm like, I would probably do that. I've done that, actually.
Go on these crazy tours.
When I was in Philly, I went to the Mutter Museum. And that's like, they have like fetuses and like with deformities and jars and like.
Oh, that's weird.
Body parts.
I haven't heard of that.
It's a very famous museum in Philadelphia.
Right. There's a lot of museums there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just full of history. They're like, yeah. You're like, what's this building? And they're like, oh, that's where the Constitution was signed. And you're like, oh, what's this building?
It's Constitution.
Like, oh, Ben Franklin spent like a summer there. And you're like, oh, what's this building? And they're like, oh, the Liberty Bell. And I'm like, oh, like, do you guys ring it? And they're like, no.
It's cracked. It's
cracked. I saw it. I physically saw it, but yeah. I didn't touch it.
I think I touched it.
I couldn't get that close. I didn't want to pay money to go inside or something. But there's a long line to get inside.
Yeah, there's a long line, yeah.
And I was like, I got a wedding to go to.
I don't have time for this.
I want to go see some freaks. Let me pull out the Mutter Museum. That was the coolest thing I think I did in Philly. It's been on my list for a long time. Mr. Abe actually brought it up to me in seventh grade. And I was like, I want to go to that museum one day. And then we were in Philadelphia. And I was asking, every time we got in an Uber, I was like, what's one thing someone should do in the city? And one guy's like, if you were trying to do something weird, I'm like, I'm a pretty weird guy. He's like, go to the Mutter Museum. I was like, that's here? And then me and my friend went. Shout out to Harold. And they have all these skulls of different people. This is a person's colon. It was gigantic. They have like a really tall skeleton. They have all these weird diseases. One of them was diseases in fairy tales, which is like my fascination. Like, I'm fascinated with that.
Yeah.
And it was like the reality of fairy tales. Cause like
what it's based on?
Yeah. So, cause they're always based on like something like the myth of like, werewolves is based on like serial killers a long time ago. Like it was so incomprehensible for someone to like murder another person.
Yeah.
That they like made them into monsters. But like this is a guy with like syphilis on his face. Oh. It's something in a jar.
What a weird ass museum.
But like it totally makes sense that I would.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're like Drew, you're a weirdo.
I would expect you to go.
Mice dissected female rats with some disease. Weird hands. Conjoined babies with two bodies, like one head with two bodies. Weird things, brains and stuff, just my kind of place. This guy had this weird disease where it's the same material that your nail is made. It grows out of your head, so it's like a horn, and that's like a replica of the guy's face. I saw what untreated syphilis looks like on the penis. It was crazy. Something like that. Different people. Yeah. If you're ever in Philadelphia, go. You might see me there.
I'm just hanging out.
It was like $5. It was the best deal. Anyways. Discussion. This week's discussion. Game of Thrones spinoff. What spinoff would you like to see, Mike?
I think the one I want to see is the arrival of the first Targaryens to Westeros and how they conquer Westeros with their dragons. I just want to see the rise of the Targaryens.
Interesting.
And how they came from, I think they come from Valyria.
Yeah.
And they come over to Westeros. And I just want to see how that all shakes out. See people's reaction to these dragons and everything. So I think that'd be a cool show to do. Because we don't know there's not much Targaryen action we get the legacy of the Mad King and stuff, but I want like the old school Targaryens.
Yeah. Back when incest was cool.
Back when it was fine and accepted, not ridiculed. Yeah. Just because the queen and her the queen and her brothers doing it.
Mine is it's like based on. Have you heard of the theory? So many theories.
A lot of theories.
Yeah. Pretty theoretical guy.
I like theories.
It's
like, oh, I wish they did that.
It's like the theory that the Night King was like a Stark.
Yeah.
And he fell in love with like a with, was it with he fell in love with the wildling, right?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Something like that. Yeah. And he ended up becoming a knight, the Night King.
Yeah.
I want to see that, like, before that, when he's still human.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see, like, the fall of...
That's a good idea.
...that and turn into...
Basically the beginning of the White Walkers and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That would be really cool.
Or maybe it was a Stark that fell in love with a White Walker or something. I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't quite remember the details.
Night King Stark. There we go. Okay, Night King. Oh, the Night's King. He is a legendary figure. And,
so it's a different character.
In the books.
Oh, okay.
They have different, they're the same character, but they have a different origin. And it's, yeah, that's what I want to see, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, this is an interesting theory. Someone says the White Walkers might be seeking revenge for the Starks, that they became active because the family is in danger.
Oh, they're on the side of the Starks?
Yeah, because they are Starks.
Oh. I do wonder if the next season they're going to go into the actual story of them, or is there just going to be some kind of force we never know anything about.
I did like the whole thing when he's like, oh, yeah, like these horns. What was it? Like, oh, why do you have these giant horns? And they're like, oh, it's like one blow for wildling, two for white walkers. Yeah,
yeah. Three.
Yeah. Is it something like that, right?
It's one for, it's three is for.
Oh, yeah, one white for walkers. Like returning night watch.
Yeah.
Two for wildlings.
Yeah.
Three for the white walkers. They've
been blown 3,000 years.
Yeah, and then like we got to see that happen in the last.
Yeah.
Pretty sick. I think I need to rewatch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Apparently, I think it was a few weeks ago, if you watched one episode a week, by the time you finish the whole series, you
get to the next season,
you would start the new season, which is shows you how far away that new season is.
Yeah, that's still quite a while, because that means there's like 70 episodes? Have there been 7 or 6? Is this 8 or 7?
I have no idea.
It's either 70 or 60 episodes.
Yeah. So
70 or 60 weeks away.
That can't be right. Maybe it's one every day? No, that can't be right. No,
that's
either.
Every week, because it's going to be 52 weeks is a year. It's less than a year. Oh, it's got to be less than a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that can't be right.
And they said it was early 2019.
Two a week. Yeah, well, I think early 2019. I think it's like April, probably.
Yeah, so I'm
that'd
thinking.
Be my, that's what it always used to be before the season before, where they're like, oh, we pushed it.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I think, my guess is April. That seems to be the peak.
It's still considered early.
Yeah, it's still early. It's the peak of, I mean, it just seems weird to do it early in the year.
Yeah.
Seems weird to do it January through March. Seems weird to me. I mean, they could change it up. Maybe they'll be like, we'll give you one episode and then 2 weeks later we'll give you an episode. I doubt they do that though. But I don't know. They're HBO. They figure they out
do themselves. Whatever they want.
Especially if they're trying to premiere, they're trying to get the next Game of Thrones to come out next year, right? Probably fall. So I don't know. April makes sense. Me, but I don't work at HBO. I don't know.
Next week's discussion, what would be your fantasy island fantasy? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.